These videos of parents being taken to see their dead children were live streamed on Facebook by supporters of the Public Attorney's Office, which provides free legal services to poor Filipinos. It's led the charge against Deng Vaksha, conducting its own autopsies on children whose deaths it blames on the vaccine.
Ang ikinamatay ho nitong batang ito ay yung mga komplikasyon na nanggaling doon sa bakuna. Kaya imposible ho yung sinasabi ng doktor na yon at saka nung isa pang doktor na official ng Department of Health na nagsabi na nakatulong ang Deng Vaksha.
Hindi po. Nakatulong para mamatay, Dr. Ernest?
Nakatulong talaga para mamatay ang bata.
In fact, medical experts say that there's no evidence to suggest Deng Vaksha caused these children's deaths, and that the Public Attorney's Office isn't even qualified to conduct autopsies. But no amount of criticism can dilute the impact of these videos.
It's very visual. They would open organs and say, oh my God, this is bleeding. The brain is bleeding. The heart is bleeding. This is what happens because the child was vaccinated. These visual images, though we know that they are wrong, remains implanted on the mothers who have seen them.
The Public Attorney's Office, which has not responded to our interview requests, has investigated the deaths of 160 children, the so-called Deng Vaksha victims. Renzel Castillo was number 153. His mother, Mary Ann, along with the other parents, won't let people forget the kids they lost.